Okay, fans, we know you watched the game last night. What do you think of it? What do you make of the Patriots' Super Bowl comeback, of this history-making game? What do you think about the empire that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have built at Foxborough? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to give us your thoughts on the Patriots and the Super Bowl. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Well, joining us now are a couple of other voices who watched the game breathlessly last night. Jim McBride, he covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. He joins us from Houston. Jim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you. Also with us is Sean Glennon. He's author of many books on the Patriots, including Tom Brady versus the NFL, The Case for Football's Greatest Quarterback. Sean, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, Magna.
It's great to have you, both of you. So, Jim, I mean, you were there. You're still there in Houston now. You heard what Shira Springer had to say. Do you feel the same way? Was this kind of one for the ages?
Well, certainly it's going to go down in Boston sports history as probably the greatest event in the history of the game, really. You have the Red Sox winning the World Series in 2004. You have the Patriots beating the Seahawks 2 years ago, and then this one. So I think you take your pick out of those three, and you can't really lose.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The Sox sent out a tweet today of showing pictures of people signing the truck, and they said, and it's got, let's see, there's a photograph here of someone saying, "Oh, go Sox, bring it home, Pats win," and the Boston Red Sox tweeted out, "We've got some work to do." So sort of handing the torch from one franchise to the other. Sean Glennon, you have been following the Patriots for a long, long time. Did you think that we'd see a moment like we did see last night?
No, I've been following football for a long time, and I'm still sort of in shock today that we saw the moment that we saw last night. I think you probably have to go back to the 1958 NFL championship game to witness anything that's anywhere close to what we saw last night.
Okay, so for those of us who don't remember 1958, remind me.
Well, it's called the greatest game ever played, and it's sort of the game that made NFL football the TV sensation in America that it is today.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. So, Jim, I have a question for you. Earlier in the conversation with Shira, we heard a clip from Bill Belichick talking about how really what he thinks the Patriots proved in the game yesterday was that they are the masters of staying together and keeping focused during crunch time. He talked about their mental toughness. He talked about their focus. Is that really how this team distinguishes itself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talked to a number of players last night, and at halftime, I was asking them all what their mindset was. After the game, what was the mindset at halftime? And they all said we weren't doubting ourselves. We were just disappointed in the way we played, and we knew that if we got our opportunity in the second half, we could make it happen. Now, you know, of course, it's easy to look back and say that, but several guys pointed to safety Daron Harmon as he was riding an exercise bike in the locker room at halftime to keep loose, and he was shouting out, "This is going to be the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL." And, you know, sometimes you take that as hyperbole, but when the number of guys tell you the same story, then you know it's pretty true. And then we talked to Bill this morning, and he confirmed that story. So, I think these guys, you know, maybe a little shell-shocked, but they never doubted themselves, and I think that's where the mental toughness comes in.
Sean?
Over the last 2 weeks, Bill talked about two things relentlessly, the Falcon speed and his team's mental toughness, and you saw both of them on display last night, the speed of the Falcons in the first half and the Patriots' mental toughness in the second half.
Oh, interesting. So, Sean Glennon, piggyback off what Jim's saying there. I mean, I love that story of Patriots' toughness during halftime, even in the locker room.
Yeah, I think it's a great story, and clearly it's a true story. It's the kind of story that Jim and I both sort of make our livings telling. I think that, you know, when I hear that, I think that's the kind of thing that becomes a story because they pay it off, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing you're supposed to say in the locker room at halftime of the Super Bowl when you're down that many points. If you got guys in there who aren't saying that, who don't still believe in their team, then you don't really have a football team. So it's only when they actually go out and do it, which has obviously never happened before in the Super Bowl, that you hear about that stuff.
Yeah, well, we are talking about the New England Patriots and their historic come-from-behind victory last night in Super Bowl 51. You can call us with your thoughts at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. By the way, I mean, regardless of how anyone feels, I think last night's win was something that we could all rally around, which is a nice change for America here. We've got some tweets coming in. Ezra Dunkel Paulier, and Ezra, forgive me if I pronounce your name wrong, but he sent us a tweet saying, hard to argue with five rings and that many comebacks. Yes, best QB ever. And Cart sent us this tweet saying, I'm still in shock about exactly what happened yesterday. Hashtag SB51. Sean Glennon, let me ask you, actually, Sean and Jim, the question for you both. So both Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have five Super Bowl rings now. Bill Belichick has two more on top of that. Could this empire, this franchise, be built the way it has been without the two of them together?
I don't believe so. No, I think, you know, and if you look back at the history of great quarterbacks and great coaches in the NFL, you see it time and again. You see Lombardi and Bart Starr. You see Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. You see Paul Brown and Otto Graham, and I could keep going. George Halas and Sid Luckman. You know, it's just these pairings come together, you have to just sort of hit it right, and then you get a situation like we've had with the Patriots. I don't think we've ever seen it this good before, but it's sort of the way it has to come together.
Yeah. So, Jim, what is it about the two of them that makes it work so well?
I think they have so many things in common. Their work ethic, their attention to detail, Their desire to win and their desire to compete is at such a high level, and they just don't want to lose. Now, I think if they weren't together, they probably both would have achieved a level of success in this league, but I don't think you're talking five Super Bowl championships unless the two of these guys are together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We're talking about the Patriots and would love to hear from you. You saw the game. You experienced it. You survived it. What do you make of the victory the Patriots had last night and what it means for New England sports writ large? Again, we're at 800-423-TALK. Let's go to Jose, who's calling from Methuen. You're on the air, Jose.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your thought?
The thought is that I think it would be a great idea if we could just give some kudos to Jimmy Garoppolo. The first two games that Tom Brady was out because of his sanctions, he did put a little bit of a pebble in the career of this year's Patriots game. I am a true Patriots fan, and I've been a Patriots fan for the last, I'd say, almost 25 years. Even from when I used to live in the Dominican Republic, I would follow the game. And Montana, he was one of the greatest. But now we have Tom Brady as the greatest. It is amazing. I'm still shaking.
Jose, thank you so much for your call there. Jim McBride, Jose also reminding us about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy's he was great this year. He came in, we won that game against the Cardinals, and he was really lights out against the Dolphins until he got hurt, you know, so they really didn't skip a beat. But I think where Jimmy's greatest value was this year, as it's been the last 2 years, was his ability to run the scout team in practice and mimic the whoever the quarterback was that they were going to play that week. He would play that role in practice to get the defense ready. And to a man, the offense always said, Jimmy, the defense would always say, Jimmy gave us great looks. And, he was lauded 2 years ago as a rookie for mimicking Russell Wilson. And, he's just an underrated athlete. And, he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Sean Glennon, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, I could agree with what Jim just said, and I think it's interesting to me when you look at Tom Brady. He was another guy who, as a rookie, was lauded for running the scout team well. And so there's a great history of that happening with this Patriots team, and we know that Jimmy has looked like Tom in a lot of ways, and I think he's probably going to go off to wherever it is, San Francisco, Cleveland, and look like Tom again. I think he was great those first two games. One of the things that I've been looking at today is the fact that Tom Brady is the only quarterback in the 2016 season and postseason to win 14 games, and he did it suspended the first 4 weeks of the season. And I think it's, you know, a lot of that has to do with the fact that he came in to a team that that was able to mature, an offense that was able to mature, and just pick things up. And Jimmy deserves a lot of credit for setting that stage.
Yeah. You know, gentlemen, this makes me think that we should obviously make mention of the fact that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was at the Super Bowl, of course, and also handed Tom Brady that MVP trophy. Looking back now, does the last night's win sort of just make the whole Deflategate scandal laughable all over again? Or, like, how do we look back on Deflategate given the historic victory of the Patriots last night, Jim?
I think for Roger Goodell and the NFL offices, Deflategate ended when Tom Brady gave up the fight. I don't think Tom Brady gave up Deflategate until last night. So now I think you can say both sides have kind of buried the hatchet, and that's the way it's going to go down now.
And Sean, your thought on that?
Well, yeah, I think Jim is right, but I also think Tom Brady has certainly, with his performance since the Deflategate game, really shown what a joke that whole scandal, or you know, quote unquote scandal was. The guy's won two Super Bowls. He's been the MVP of both of those Super Bowls. His you know, if you go through his career stats, and I won't bore you with that, but they're better since halftime in that Deflategate game by far than they are for his career as a whole, and that they were before that. There was nothing there, and I understand why Tom didn't finish fighting. I think fans in New England will always wish that he had kept up the fight. But I do think last night allows everybody to sort of let it go and move on.
Let's take a couple quick calls, see if I can squeeze them in here. Padma is calling from Shrewsbury. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just had a comment. We are so elated about the historical win. And I just wanted to comment about the mental and probably the psychological preparation of the team. And also to compare that with the recent Australian Open where Federer won after, I think, about 5 years. I think it's the mental preparation that really helps these teams come back after a deficit of 25 mm-hmm. points. So that's what I really wonder how they prepare for this mental toughness.
Padma, actually, good question. Jim, can you give us a tiny window into how you get as tough mentally as the Patriots are?
I think just being through it the number of times and maybe failing a few times and learning from those failures is a way to do it. I think also the preparation of the older players who have been through it and can tell the younger players what to expect. It's not always the performance that shows up in experience. It's that mental toughness that's telling these kids this is a big week, this is what to expect. You know, when the chips get down, you know, don't give up. We still have Tom Brady, so that helps a lot in mental preparation when he's your quarterback.
So experience, mentorship, all key parts of the mental toughness put on display by the Patriots last night. Last quick question for both of you, because we're fast out of time here. How much longer can this dynasty last, Sean? How long do you think?
Oh, God. You know, we started hearing reports yesterday about the Patriots extending Brady in the weeks ahead for another 3 years. And, you know, Tom talks about wanting to play into his mid-40s. And I have always doubted it. I've always said there's no way. You know, the great ones never know when it's time to go and he'll play and he'll get awful. But the guy, this guy keeps proving me wrong. He proved me wrong in 2001 when I thought Bledsoe should get his job back. He proved me wrong in Super Bowl 49 when I said you can't come back from 10 down to the Seahawks. He proved me wrong again last night. So, you know, 6-7 years from now when he's still playing at a high level, I'll have to say he proved me wrong again.
Here's knock on wood, right? Jim McBride, your thought?
I think as long as that chip is on his shoulder, you're going to see him playing and playing at a high level. Obviously Father Time is going to catch up to him at some point, but I don't see either one of these guys, Belichick or Brady, losing their fire anytime soon. You know, Bill kind of talked about retirement this morning when he was asked, and he said, look, you know, my focus is on next year and not really anything more than that. So they both love to still compete, and they both love to show up and work, and I think they have as much fun in practice as they do during games. And when you get guys like that, it's a pretty good combination.
Well, Jim McBride covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. He's speaking to us today from Houston. Jim, thanks so very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Sean Glennon, author of many books on the Patriots, including Tom Brady versus the NFL, The Case for Football's Greatest Quarterback. Sean, it was really great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.